Space Travel Podcast, and I hope everybody's been doing wonderful over this time period. I know I've been terrible about getting content out there lately, and I apologize for that. I've got a lot of personal things going on, I hope everyone can understand. But I figured it was time to go ahead and record another podcast and talk about a few things that have been super major in the development of a lot of these awesome rockets that are out there these days. So here we go. I guess first thing we'll have to talk about is Starship, because it's most prevalent in the news these days. I know for a fact that Starship, a good while ago now, but was stacked fully for the first time to do its fit checks. That's when the steel workers and iron workers get up there and make sure all the fittings and all the, you know, joints and everything go together correctly. And it was an incredible sight seeing the Starship stacked fully, you know, at the launch pad. Like, it was just amazing. Since then, we've had huge developments as far as the tower goes. The tower has received both arms, or chopsticks, whatever you want to call them. And it has also got its quick disconnect arm for the Starship up top. It's got its quick disconnect on the bottom for the booster, and the launch mount looking to be complete at this time. Excuse me. Also, they have gotten a bunch of water bags and mounted a bar with the same type of steel pins that are coming off the side of the Starship underneath the upper flaps, I guess you could call them, where the Starship will be caught by the tower. And they hung the water bags from these. They're about 1 foot in diameter at the max. But that just goes to show you the absolute strength of these things. They can hold up over 100, 150 metric tons. It's absolutely amazing. So they put out a cool video venting some stuff off the ground support systems, and it was just amazing, you know, drone footage by SpaceX as always. I have not really heard a whole lot out of ULA or, you know, any of the major launch providers as of yet. We've definitely got some SLS news coming up. You know, it's fully stacked, pretty much sitting in the high bay at the vehicle assembly building in Cape Canaveral. Here very soon, I believe, they're going to roll SLS out to the pad, which is going to be an impressive sight, you know, to get to see the crawlers in action again and all that. It's going to be awe-inspiring, so make sure you look out for that coming up. And then to see it on the pad and, like, literally getting ready to launch and all that, it's going to be just, going to be very cool, very cool. We had some smaller rockets that did some large achievements recently, like Rocket Labs had a couple launches that went successful, and they looked real good. I mean, they're just a really good-looking company with a solid base. Peter Beck's got a good head on his shoulders. He knows how to interact with the public as well as with the space nerd variety and of course the corporate variety as well, or he wouldn't be where he's at now. So congratulations, Peter, on that. Love to interview you sometime. Send me an email. But yeah, so Peter and them have been doing a good job there, and then coming up here soon, they got this beautiful silver and red Electron that's going to launch. It's going to be their first recovered, I believe. And that's going to be a really impressive thing to see also, you know, getting snagged out of the air with a helicopter. It's going to be just amazing. Astra is trying to launch from the Cape right now. They're waiting on some FAA approval right now, so they're on the same ballpark as SpaceX as far as the Starship launch goes. You know, that review got extended out to February 28th, so hopefully we'll hear something by then on the Starship, and we'll get to see that thing fly, or at least fly as far as it's going to go. Tell me what you think about how far the Starship's going to make it in its flight in the comments or on Twitter sometime, at LukeStamey20, hit me up. But yeah, I'll be impressed if the Starship gets off the pad, clears the tower, collects some solid data, and then blows up. I think that would be a successful flight for the first Starship Super Heavy stack. You know, give the flight engineers some good data to go off of, you know, maybe some tweaks here and there, and the propulsion engineers some good data. I'd really like to see this reentry and all this stuff go down as well as far as the heating goes with the new shielding that they've installed around the Raptors and the COPVs and stuff on the bottom of the Super Heavy booster, because they're not going to do that dogleg entry burn kind of thing with the Starship, they don't think. They're just going to, like, imagine dropping a pencil point down from space. Like, that's what they're planning on doing with Starship. So it's going to take some maximum heating right there towards the engine section. So hopefully that holds up well. And we'll get to see some sort of landing splashdown, which would be absolutely amazing. Hopefully they got some great cameras on this flight. I'm so stoked. And then Starship, of course, is going to come back through reentry. We're going to see how these heat tiles do that everybody has been raving about, these heat tiles and star bricks. So, you know, look out for that as well. It's coming up soon. I mean, we got some exciting times going on. I say this all the time, but I'm so stoked for my children. They're so young right now. So, like, landing starships and landing Falcon 9 boosters and Heavy boosters simultaneously on the ground after they launch something in space is just normal to them. So, I mean, just by the time they're my age, there's no telling what these companies will be doing. I mean, they will be doing some amazing things. Blue Origin will have to have something in space by then, you know, it's just going to be amazing. I'm very much so looking forward to the future of spaceflight and looking forward to kind of sharing that with you guys in more of an informal setting than I've been doing. And I apologize for the lack of content lately. Just like I said, some personal stuff's been going on. But from now on, I'm going to do this simple setup for my phone and just do some updates on some space stuff here and there. And like I said, if you want to get in contact with me, the best way is on Twitter, at LukeStamey20. Just hit me up. There is a Patreon page, but if you want to support the podcast, you can always do that by going to the GoFundMe page or supporting the podcast right here on anchor.com. Alright, other than that, I hope everyone has a great evening. And this is Luke Stamey with the Space Travel Podcast, signing off.